From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. President Trump has criticized the federal judge who temporarily blocked his ban on travel to the U.S. from seven predominantly Muslim countries, warning that the ruling will allow what he called bad people to enter the U.S. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence.
The executive order that he put into effect was legal, it was appropriate, and our administration is going to be using all legal, it was appropriate, and our administration is going to be using all legal means at our disposal to challenge the judge's order.
A U.S. appeals court rejected the Trump administration's request to immediately reinstate the ban. As they have lately, anti-Trump protesters have taken to the streets, one woman outside Mr. Trump's Florida vacation home. The Trump administration says U.S. President Donald Trump had a very good call Saturday with Ukraine's President, Petro Poroshenko, addressing the conflict with Russia, among other things. In the statement, the White House quoted Trump as saying, "We will work with Ukraine, Russia, and all other parties involved to help them restore peace along the border." The White House said the two leaders also discussed the potential for a meeting soon. Trump's first conversation with Poroshenko comes amid a surge in fighting in the eastern Ukraine war zone between Ukrainian troops and Russian-backed insurgents. Dozens of people have been killed in the past week as the violence escalated to levels not seen since 2015. Poroshenko has argued that the outburst is a reason to continue Western sanctions imposed on Moscow for its actions against Ukraine. This is VOA News. A top Iranian Revolutionary Guard commander says Tehran is conducting missile and radar tests. More from Edward Uranian in the VOA Middle East Bureau.
The executive order that he put into effect was legal, it was appropriate, and our administration is going to be using all legal means.
Iranian state TV reported that the country's Revolutionary Guard Air Force was conducting air defense exercises Saturday, including missile and radar tests over a 35,000 square kilometer area in the northern province of Semnan. The TV channel added that Iran's Vice President Ishaq Jahangiri denounced recent U.S. accusations against Tehran, insisting the Iranian people do not take them seriously. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis called Iran the single biggest sponsor of terrorism in the world. Mattis stressed, however, the U.S. was not contemplating raising the number of U.S. troops in the Middle East for the moment to respond to what he called Iran's misbehavior.
The venue
Edward
for
Iranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The venue for Somalia's presidential election next week has been moved from the police academy to inside the Mogadishu airport due to concerns on security and possible corruption. Sources close to the candidates in the Electoral Commission reported to the news to VOA's Somali service Saturday. The move comes after 18 of the 24 presidential candidates wrote to the Election Commission expressing concern about a number of issues, including security and corruption. The 329 members of the upper and lower houses of parliament will vote for the president Wednesday. A candidate must get two-thirds of the vote to win outright in the first round, which observers believe is unlikely. Jordan says it has carried out airstrikes against Islamic State targets in southern Syria. Drones and precision-guided munitions killed and wounded an unspecified number of IS militants. Pro-Western Jordan has carried out such strikes before as part of a U.S.-led alliance against the Islamic State in Iraq. A Pakistani security official says at least 13 people have been killed in an avalanche that buried five homes following heavy snowfall in the country's north. That avalanche struck where rescuers have retrieved 13 bodies. A series of peace marches have been taking place in several major cities in Myanmar, calling for the government and the armed forces of minority groups to stop their intensified conflicts. The government says it has been trying to promote the peace process during the past years. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.